Greetings in Jesus' name on this 14th day of May, the year of our Lord, 2020. It's currently in the 30s outside, and it looks like we had frost on the pumpkin last night. And it's a cool morning, but it's going to go all the way up to around 60 degrees today. And so we're rejoicing in the beautiful weather that the Lord has blessed us with. I am continuing on our great project here of building a home for our family. We are preparing ourselves for the chapter in our life that God has for us of making sure that things are in place as we continue church planting and winning souls and starting churches all over this region. There is no time for slacking, no time for softening, and no time for slouching around. We must be busy about the Father's business. And there is a great concern that I have, especially even of our own church family. I'm greatly concerned that there's been a great backsliding that has taken place. And I sense this around the country as I talk to pastors, as I minister the Word of God. I sense this great backsliding where people have got used to not going to church, and people have got used to not assembling together. And we better sharpen up on this. We better get a hold of ourselves. You that are listening today on Christian radio, you better do some examination. I'll tell you what I would do. I'd get in my automobile and I'd go down to the house of God and tune in a church service. If your church was not having church, I'd dress up. Guys, I'd put a tie on. Girls, I'd put a dress on. I'd put my songbook under my arm, and I'd put my Bible under my other arm, and I'd go to the house of God, and I'd get in. Even if they wasn't having services, I'd stand on the front porch and watch the online services. That's what I would do. I wouldn't sit at home in my PJs and act lazy and talk about things while the preacher's preaching. We better get a hold of ourselves. It's time that we turn back to the Lord and return and do this thing of church and understanding that we need to get back to where we ought to be for Christ. And may the Lord remind us of this today, and may we be encouraged from the Lord to just get back to where we ought to be for Him. In your Bibles today, 2 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 3, it says, "According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue." Let's look at these great truths today found in this passage of Scripture as I, for the last several days, have been thinking about this divine nature and the nature that we have that comes into our life through salvation. And then the Holy Ghost indwells the believer, and the great divine nature that we have because of all of that is so thrilling. But here we have the word divine mentioned, and we also have the word life mentioned. It says, according as His divine power. So when you think about His power, the power that He has, not only has right now, but He has extended to us as Christians, it should absolutely give us the confidence that we need to be able to go on for the Lord. As His divine power hath given unto us all things. Not only do we have His divine power, but the Bible says He has gifted us, hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. His divine power has given us what we need that pertains unto life. Now, meditate upon that a little while. Think upon that. Selah. We have His divine power, and His divine power hath given us everything we need that pertains unto life and godliness. We have what it takes. You could word it that way with no hesitation. We have what it takes. His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us unto glory and virtue. My dear friends, if that doesn't put gas in your spiritual tank today, something is wrong. Because we have not only the divine nature that has come as a result of being born again and having the indwelling of the Holy Ghost, but we have this divine power that has given us what we need for life and godliness. Be encouraged today. Keep trusting the Lord. And take some encouragement also from the preacher. For some of you that are sitting at home in your PJs this Sunday, if your church isn't having church, I'd get up, get dressed, and go to the parking lot and view in some other church service and go to meeting. And let's see what God would have for us to do. Our governor has extended another state of emergency, and who knows what's going on here in our state. But we're plowing on. We had a good group at church last night, and we had some that were watching, and God is moving and stirring. And let's be our best for Christ through this pandemic that's going on globally. And let's see that we can see some people saved, some lives transformed by the power of God. You've been listening to the Winks with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.